In our previous shiur, we began a discussion of Tosfos' question, Tosfos, the beginning of our Masechta's question on Rashi. The Rashi held that chametz, that you need to do bedikas chametz, because otherwise you'll be over by your raw, by your matzei. And Tosfos says that you're not over by your raw, by your matzei, because as the Gemara teaches us, one is supposed to be mevatel the chametz, and once one is mevatel the chametz is not considered his. So midaraisa, he cannot be over by yirah by yimotzah. So why does Rashi seem to hold, as Tosfos, that even after bittel chametz, you still have a potential problem of by yirah by yimotzah? So in our previous shiur, we offered a number of explanations in Rashi, and in our shiur today, again, we will offer some other explanations in understanding Rashi's pshat. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz explains that indeed, Chazal told us to do bittel chametz. And once bittel chametz is done, you can't be over by yirah, by yirah, by yimotzah midaraisa. Still, midrabbanan, they didn't want that one should do bittel alone, because says Rabbeinu Peretz, Chazal were concerned that since bittel is not a very significant act, all it takes is just saying the words of bittel chametz, they were concerned that somebody may forget to do the bittel chametz, and then, of course, he may be over by yirah by yimotzah. Therefore, Chazal said that on top of doing bittel chametz, midrabbanan, he should do bedikas chametz, which of course requires more exertion. And once he'll do bittel chametz, he will, of course, once he does bedikas chametz, he'll also do bittel chametz, and will know that he certainly saved himself from the problem of by yirah by yimotzah. The Rosh Yosef has a very different teretz. He says, and this goes back to what Tosfos speaks about, that why indeed is the halacha that bittel chametz is adequate? Just because, says the Rosh Yosef, a person says a couple of words and that means that all the chametz that's in his rishus is no longer his chametz? And actually, if we think about it, that's maybe what the Chazon Ish meant when he explained that even if you do bittel chametz, you still have to burn the chametz or sell the chametz. Because how could bittel be enough? The answer is, as we're going to see in our Masechta, Shnei Dvarim Ein B'Shusa Shel Adam, there are two things that legally are not considered under my ownership, V'Kosov Asam B'Shusa. But L'Chumra, the Torah says that they are considered under my ownership. And one of them is chametz for Pesach. A chametz that a Jew owns for Pesach, midaraisa, is not really considered his. The Torah, however, put it into his property. Says the Rosh Yosef, since midaraisa, I don't really own that chametz. Since midaraisa, I really don't own that chametz. That's why bittel chametz is fine. Says the Rosh Yosef, when can we say that? We can only say that, says the Rosh Yosef, on Chametz Gomer. Because Chametz Gomer is midaraisa, not considered something that I own. So since it's not considered something that I own, even though bittel chametz comes with its inherent weaknesses, as we have been explaining, the Torah says for the thing that I really don't own, that's when bittel chametz will be enough. But as we discussed at the beginning of the previous year, when we mentioned Tosfos' explanation of our sugya, Tosfos says that we also have chametz neitzah, we have also taruvas chametz. Now when we speak about chametz neitzah, and when we speak about taruvas chametz, Those are, on the other hand, items that we don't have the rule of Asma Kasa Bereshu, that they're not under our ownership. Because the level of Isser by Chametz Noitsha and by Teruvas Chametz is a much lower level of Isser. There, Bittel Chametz wouldn't be enough. And there, Bedikas Chametz is the only option. So the Rosh Yosef is a tremendous Chiddush. The Rosh Yosef is saying like this, Chametz Gomer, Bittel Chametz would work on. Chametz Noitsha and Teruvas Chametz, which are clearly lower level chametz, by them, bittul chametz wouldn't be good enough, and what would be needed to be done would have to have a bedikas chametz. And Rashi, when he says that you have to do bedikas chametz in order to avoid the issa by yirah by yimatzah, is talking about chametz noitsha and teruvas chametz. Another explanation that the Cheshek Shloima suggests, he says that chametz of a Nochri, that Shekibel of Yisrael Achrayis, that a Jew took responsibility for that chametz. So the Halacha says, the Cheshek Shloima, is that you're not allowed to keep that chametz. By your raw, by your matz applies, since you were Makabel Achrayis on that chametz. But you can't do Bittel chametz, because you can't do bittul chametz on chametz that you do not own. So there, the only option, Rashi says, is to do bedikas chametz. Another explanation that the mefarshim give is bittul chametz is only works. Chazal only instituted bittul chametz for chametz that I don't know that I have. So there Chazal understood, I'm not aware of this chametz, and therefore I have no, what should I do? So Chazal gave us the option, even though it carries with it, as we've been explaining, inherent weaknesses, to rely on bittul chametz. But on chametz that you are aware of, there you can't just rely on bittul chametz. So now Rashi's very understood. Yes, of course Rashi can't argue what the Gemara teaches us, that one can do bittul chametz. But where can you do bittul chametz? You could only do bittul chametz on chametz that you don't know about. And in fact, the Mefarshim say that the original nusach of the bittul chametz was the loy chamite, or the loy chazite, or the loy be'arte. Only chametz that I'm not aware of. There is their halacha of bittul chametz. But will bittul chametz be effective? Says Rashi, we're not talking about chametz that you don't know about. We're talking about chametz that you do know about. About chametz that you do know about, there you can't rely on bittul chametz. You have to do bedikas chametz. But then, the achronim, following this explanation, have a very interesting discussion. The Rishonim and the Achronim, what? And they want to say that this is actually the machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos in our sugya. And they say that the machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos is chametz that you don't know about. Are you over by your raw by your matzah? And therefore, they say that Rashi is trying to teach us that even if you're not aware of the chametz, you could be over by your raw by your matzah. And therefore Rashi says, boikin is a chametz, because you may end up finding chametz that you're not aware of, and you'll be over by your raw by your matzah. So you have to get rid of that chametz. Whereas Tosfos is of the opinion that you could only be over by your raw by your matzah a chametz that you are aware of, not on chametz that you're not aware of, and therefore on that chametz you'll do bittul chametz and it's good enough. So the truth is, this is a very difficult concept to understand, because to say that one is over by yirah by yimatzah even on chametz that he's not aware of and he has no way of knowing, isn't that a tremendous chumrah? So there are rishonim that suggest that everybody agrees that in chametz that you don't know about, and you had no way of knowing about, and you had no reason to suspect that you had such chametz in your rishus, everybody will agree that you're not over by your own by your matzah. The discussion over here at the Mekor Chaim says this is regarding chametz that you should have been concerned that there may be chametz, as the Mishnah discussed. A makom shemachnisim by chametz. He compares it to the halacha in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simon Pei Dalit Sifches, that fruits that have a tendency to have in them worms, they have to be inspected if they have worms before you eat them. Something that doesn't have that chshash, there is no rule that they must be inspected. So he says, that's pshat over here. Over here, the Torah is teaching, over here Rashi is teaching us that if you have, you have to do bedika. Because even if you're not aware of the chametz, if you should have been aware of that chametz, the halacha is that you chayiv. And even though the Mekor Chaim goes on to explain that the halacha is that a misasek, if somebody does something and he's not aware that what he did was an aveira, he's not chayiv, he's not considered even a shayig. So here too, if I had chametz in my possession that I was completely unaware of, why is that not considered in the concept of misasek? So the Mekor Chaim explains that only by a maisa, if somebody didn't act and he completely was unaware of the isser involved in that act, that's when we have a ptur of misasek. But here, where the isser of bayi ra bayi matzah doesn't involve doing something in order to be over bayi ra bayi matzah, you're over bayi ra bayi matzah even just passively by owning chametz, there is no ptur of misasek. Rav Kiva Eger has a different approach. The Rav Kiva Eger's approach is that even though, as we know, the halacha is that there is no chiyuv oynish, there is no punishment for misasek, that doesn't mean that misasek is not an aveira. And says Rav Kiva Eger, that's what Rashi is teaching us, that you'll be over the aveira by yirah by yimotza, even on chametz that you're not aware of. So now the question that I saw that the Rishonim ask is, if Rashi is saying that you're over by yirah by yimotza, even on chametz that you're not aware of, and that's why Rashi says you have to go out of your way to do bedikas chametz to find that chametz, so what would be the halacha if you find chametz on Pesach? Yitaka did bitl chametz. Yitaka did bedikas chametz. But you find chametz on Pesach. What would be the halacha there? So Rabbeinu David says that lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharis. Once a person did the obligation that he's supposed to do, the halacha is that he's not over by yirah by yimotza. We're supposed to do what we can do. And afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask from us any further. But then, there's another explanation, which the Achroinim suggest in the Machloikus of Rashi and Taisus. If we think about Bedikas Chametz, they explain, there's really two possible understandings about Bedikas Chametz. Of course, the simple understanding of Bedikas Chametz, that a person is supposed to do Bedikas Chametz in order... person is supposed to do bedikas chametz in order to not chas v'sholem be over the lav of bayura bayimotza. But there's another dimension to bedikas chametz, and the other dimension to bedikas chametz is that the Torah went out of it, that the Chazal said that even if you did whatever you can to do bedikas chametz to get rid of your chametz and not be oyed by yirah by yimotzah, Chazal were misakin a new rule that in the night of Pesach, the night of Erev Pesach rather, every Jew has to do bedikas chametz. And in fact, there's a Yerushalmi right here at the beginning of the Masechta, the beginning of Masechta Psachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The Yishalmi says, the Pasuk says, V'shmartem es ha-matzois, ki v'etzem ha-yoyim ha-zeh ha-tzeisi es v'yseichem eretz Mitzrayim, v'shmartem es ha-yoyim ha-zeh l'doy reiseichem chukas oylam, b'rishim ba'aba osu yoyim l'choydish b'erev toich l'matzis, ad yoyim ha-echad v'esrim l'choydish b'erev. So the Yishalmi asks, what does the Torah have to say b'erev toich l'matzis? The Pasuk says already, shivis yom matzis toichelu, says, the Yerushalmi, Im ein inyan l'achilas matzah. If the pasuk is not coming to teach us the chiyuv of eating matzah, Taneu inyan l'bir chametz. The Torah is teaching us that there's a new obligation. There's an obligation on your dalad by night to do bedikas chametz. Of course, it's only in a smachta. Bedikas chametz is not a chiyuv deraisa. But the Yerushalmi is saying that we have here a new obligation. Besides the obligation, of course, that a person has to get rid of the chametz tashbisu, and he has to do whatever, Chazal made a new rule. On the night of Pesach, there's a rule to do bedikas chametz. And in fact, I believe that's the answer to the question that we began our previous year with. In our previous year, we asked the question, that what is the Torah, why does Rashi go out of the order? Rashi first explains the words L'or HaNer, and then Rashi says, Boitkin es ha-chametz. Shouldn't have Rashi first gone, and, as he always does, go in the order of the Mishnah? Because Rashi's teaching us that there are two separate rules. There's one rule, Lor HaNer. A person has to clean his house. Lor HaNer. Look for chametz in your house. Says Rashi, the person has done Lor HaNer. The person has cleaned out his house. That isn't good enough. There's a new deal, says Rashi. Because Rashi says that this chametz is so strict that you can be over chas v'sholem by your raw, by your matzah with chametz. So Chazal, besides telling us that of course every Jew has to clean his house, lor haner, and get rid of the chametz, there's a new rule that Chazal instituted that night for bedikas chametz. And actually, that's also the question that we asked. That why does the Mishnah say boikin es ha-chametz? The Mishnah should have said boikin es ha-bayis. The answer is, of course, you cleaned out your house. Every Jew has to clean out his house. We don't need a special takanas chazal to clean your house. You have to clean your house to make sure you have no chametz. But then Chazal said that on top of the halacha of cleaning your house, which is represented, like Rashi tells us, with the words L'or HaNer, there's a new halacha of Boitkin as a chametz. Because chametz is such a serious isser, as Rashi and Tosfos teach us, it's by your raw, by your matzei, that you don't find by other yisurim. So how do you avoid? So Chazal said, Boitkin, you have to do bedikas chametz. And actually, this answers another question. We quoted earlier in our shir the opinion of the Makar Chayim that said that the reason Bedikas Chametz has to be done, because Bedikas Chametz is similar, he says, to checking fruits and vegetables that have in them worms and insects. So the Mefarshim asks that when we check a fruit for worms and insects, we don't make a bracha. Yet when we do Bedikas Chametz, we make a bracha. If it's just because of that, why do we make a bracha? We don't make brachas just to check if we have Isser. But the way we're explaining now, it's very beautiful. Because Rashi is teaching us that besides, of course, the reason that you have to check your house and clean your house, Chazal instituted a new takana. And what was the takana that Chazal instituted? That you have to do bedikas chametz. That's a mitzvah, a seid rabbanon, of doing bedikas chametz. And certainly for that, a bracha, for such a mitzvah, a bracha must be recited. And with this we could understand the famous minhag, which most people have actually, is that they put out 10 pieces of bread before bedikas chametz. And the Mefarshim give different reasons why we put out 10 pieces of bread. Some say is because if you will have cleaned out, Tamei Menhagim gives this reason, if you have no chametz in your house, and you're not going to find, as in most houses, that is indeed the case, you're not going to find any chametz in your house on Pesach, on Erev, by Bedikas chametz, so then you won't have anything to do Sreifas chametz with. So in order to be able to do Sreifas chametz, that's why we put out bread to have Sreifas chametz, what to do Sreifas chametz. Another reason that I saw the Chayk Yaakov suggest is that if a Jew, year after year, does Bedikas chametz, and as will be the case, obviously, in most situations, you won't find any chametz in your home. What's going to happen is that at a certain point, people are going to get lax in doing this, Bedikas chametz. So that's why Chazal made sure you put out the bread and you'll do Bedikas chametz every year. So why did Chazal want us to do Bedikas chametz every year? And in fact, the Taz, on the other hand, says that, of course, this minhag shouldn't be followed. The Marek Tzia quotes his father, the Chacham Tzvi, that he used to not follow this minhag. The Ravid also seems to say that there's no source for this minhag. But maybe, according to the way we're now explaining, it's very understandable. Because the reason Bedikas Chametz is done is, as we're explaining now, there's a new Chiv. Of course you cleaned out your house. And you don't have to bring chametz to clean out your house. That's the opposite of what we're trying to accomplish. What we're trying to accomplish is, however, there's a new mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of bedikas chametz at takanas chazal, that even if your house is clean, chazal said on your dal by night. And that's why the bracha is only made your dal by night, because it's a special mitzvah of chazal that's only made on that night. That's only for that night. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah, you have to have what to fulfill the mitzvah on. And that's why you should bring... That's why the minhag is to put pieces of bread out. And in fact, there are those, Paiskim, that suggest that you should have a kezayis of bread, because we know that the shear always is a kezayis. I did see a discussion amongst the Paiskim that according to the opinion that you have to have a kezayis, should you have each piece of bread have a kezayis, or should all the bread together have a kezayis? And let's understand this discussion. On one hand, each piece of bread having kezayis is certainly much better. But the other hand, is if chas v'sholem, you won't find or collect all 10 pieces of bread, you will have left in your home a kezayis of chametz in your house. On the other hand, so that's why it's better not to have big pieces of bread. On the other hand, we're saying that you want to be mekayim the mitzvah. You can only be mekayim the mitzvah with a piece that's the size of the kezayis. I saw in the Sefer Pesachei Teshuvos that he gives the following suggestion. You should put out 10 pieces of bread, and one of the 10 should be a bigger piece of bread that should be the size of the kezayis, and then at least you'll know that one piece of bread you had no problem. But of course, most people are of the minhag that they put out smaller pieces of bread, and they rely on the fact that by the time I collect all 10 pieces, the 10 pieces combined will equal to a kezayis. There's one more explanation in Rashi. And they say that, and it's based on the Ritvaz. The Ritvaz says that what Rashi means to say is that, of course, one has to do Bittul Chametz. And by doing Bittul Chametz, you will no longer have the problem of Bayiro Bayimotza. But Rashi, in this Rashi, this is of course a Pidrush, is not speaking of the Bedikas Chametz of the physical Chametz. We know that Chametz represents the Yetzirah, the Sa'ar Shabi Isa. And what Rashi is saying is, first you have to do Bedikas Chametz Lar Haner. You have to check your whole house not to have any Chametz in your house. But after you finish checking your house, you have to check your heart. Baitin is a Chametz, that by Yerah, by Yematzei, there should be no chametz in your heart either. That is a new chiv, that as a Jew comes in to Pesach, he has to do tshuva. And the Mefarshim explain why specifically. Pesach is not the Seres Yimei Tshuva. Pesach is not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So why before Pesach does tshuva have to be done? So the Chassidish Sfarim say a very nice word. They say that during the Seres Yimei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Seres Yimei Tshuva, The minig is that we do tashlich. We throw, so to speak, our various into the yam. On Pesach, we know the halach is that we go take mayim shalomu. We take water, and we use that water to bake the matzahs. So Tzeres makes sure we're throwing our various, we're going to throw things into the yam. And Pesach, we're bringing the yam to us. What's the difference? So they explain that when somebody does tshuva meira out of fear, so he does tshuva. When somebody does tshuva mehava, his shkogus, even the various that he did, become zochlos. As Sarah, she made tshuva, we do tshuva meira. But when Pesach comes, we do tshuva mehava. We come to a tremendous love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did and does on our behalf. So those Averis that we threw away by the Seres who made tshuva into the Yam, Mayim Shalomu, we want to get back those Averis, because those Averis become Zochiyos. All Abba Osir, the time that we come to Erev Pesach is a time of tshuva, not just a tshuva, of awe, of a tremendous light, the light of recognizing the hava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to us. Ba'itin is a chametz, we want to do tshuva mehava to rid ourselves of all those averis, and in fact make that those averis should become zachiyos.